You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, Infowars.com, and band.video. My name is Harrison Smith, and I thank you so much for joining us on this, the 10th of February, 2021. And it has begun, the second impeachment of Donald Trump. He's no longer president, by the way. Not sure if you're aware of this. Completely invalid. And this is really less of an impeachment as it is an advertisement for the new normal. An advertisement for a little preview for you of what is to come in this brave new world that we enter into. It's extra legal, extra judicial. The people persecuting you are also the ones who will sit in judgment of you. You don't have to actually commit a crime if the words that you say can be sufficiently warped, manipulated, and placed in false context in order to justify your destruction. Oh, and by the way, you won't be able to get good representation because the system will weed out anybody that is willing to defend you. This is an advertisement of what America looks like moving forward. It doesn't matter anymore what the law says. It doesn't matter anymore what the Constitution says. It doesn't matter if there have been precedents set. No, it's all out the window. The only thing that matters is, are you subservient to the leaders or are you an enemy that must be destroyed? And this is what we're seeing play out. I think the best way it was summed up was by Steve Bannon. I don't have the quote in front of me, but it was, in fact, maybe I'll just I'll try to find it. Can we find Steve Bannon's tweet about this? I think it was in the rundown at some point. So essentially, the idea is that this is a, how did he put it? Oh man, I don't want to butcher it. I don't want to butcher it. I could haphazard my way through it. But essentially, Donald Trump's defense was attempting to actually argue this point, actually argue against the impeachment, with the assumption that the people that they're arguing to are decent people that are actually attempting to uphold the law. While on the other hand, you have Democrats who are simply putting this forward as a made-for-TV show to convince the American people that Donald Trump is evil and represents an existential threat to the Republic. They're arguing from emotion. They're arguing from a dramatic, emotionally manipulated standpoint, whereas the people defending Donald Trump are actually concerning themselves with the rule of law, the precedents being set, whether or not this is a legitimate process going forward. And it's like, that's the old world. The old world, people at least used to have to pretend to have decency. They used to have to pretend to be honorable. They used to have to pretend to be sticking within the rule of law. That's not the world we're in anymore. Now, truth and goodness and honor is determined by how subservient you are to the system, how you're able to emotionally manipulate your audience. They're completely outclassed. They're acting as if the people who will be voting on this, the senators, right, the most upright, the leaders of our country, actually care about the truth or about fact or about how this will play out in history moving forward. They don't care about that anymore. So this is the new precedent they're setting. This is the new world we've entered into. Political persecution, complete destruction of individuals if you dare to disagree or even harbor doubts about what the powers that be would demand that you accept as reality. You can't do that anymore. It's at their discretion now. It's a fiat reality. Same way we have fiat currency that is currency by declaration. This is money now because we said so. Well, this is the law now because we said so. This is the rules now because we said so. And you'll be persecuted because we said so. And that's all that really matters. Amazing stuff, folks. And we'll get into all of it and more on today's episode of American Journal. Stay with us.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. In the third hour of today's program, I will be welcoming Daniel Miller, who's the president of the Texas National Movement, and we will be discussing Texas independence and perhaps secession as being a solution for getting out of the trouble that we're in, rejecting the un-American, illegitimate government of the United States right now. I've long advocated for Texas independence, and I think now is the time to strike while the iron is hot. So I'm very excited to talk to him and take your phone calls, and perhaps you can put your questions or your ideas to him. Perhaps you're in another state and are wondering what you can do or what this has to do with you. Well, this is laying the groundwork for perhaps the only solution that we can find with the current completely illegitimate, completely corrupted, completely captured government of the United States. Perhaps just leaving, just saying, okay, go away, do whatever you want, just don't include us, don't bother us about it. It's really incredible with all of the problems in America right now that for the last year at least, last 4 years really, it's nothing but infighting. It literally is just like a reality show that should have nothing to do with us. I mean, who cares if these people want to snipe at each other and bother each other and threaten each other? It's not a government. They're not acting as a government anymore. They're very pointless, Washington, D.C. It has nothing to do with us. So anyway, we'll get into it all with Daniel Miller coming up later in the program. Here's that quote I was looking for from earlier in the show, Steve Bannon on Trump's defense. The strategy is not working. This is asymmetric information warfare. That was the phrase I didn't want to mess up. Asymmetric information warfare. Yeah, it's an info war. I know. I wish somebody had told you that, right? Democrats argue a coherent, made-for-TV fantasy that works on an emotional level, while Lindsey Graham's team argues the Constitution and nobody cares. Change is needed and needed now. Yeah, these people openly despise the Constitution, openly flout the rule of law, and they have no honor or, you know, semblance of self-respect or respect for the country or the rule of law. It's power. They want power. They desire power. And then they wield power with complete indiscretion. All of that and more on today's programs, as well as your calls. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Lines are now open. Did you watch the impeachment? I didn't. Call in and tell me what you thought about it. I watched little clips here and there. I read a summation of it, but I am not going to put myself through that torture of having to listen to somebody like Jamie Raskin cry over his dead son in an attempt to destroy the former president of the United States. It's a complete farce. But I'd love to hear what you think about it. I'd love for you to express how you felt watching the proceedings. So give us a call, 1-877-789-2539. And with that, we go to our daily dispatch. Roll the thing. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 10th of February, 2021. Senate votes 56-44 that second impeachment trial of the president is constitutional. I'm sorry, not the president, of a private citizen is constitutional. That's right. The Senate, which is currently split 50-50 along party lines, voted 56-44 that it was constitutional to continue their impeachment trial of President Trump despite him no longer holding office. Six Republicans, therefore, voted with the Democrat majority. Tell me if these names are particularly surprising to you. Senators Bill Cassidy, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, and Pat Toomey. Yes, the usual suspects. So essentially, no, it is not constitutional. There's really no debating that. It's pretty explicit in the Constitution what impeachment is for, and former presidents is not included in that list. But I guess now it doesn't matter what the Constitution says, as long as a majority of psychopathic millionaires decide otherwise, the Constitution goes right out the window. The arguments in earnest begin today at noon. Moving on to COVID news, or rather lockdown news, as this was not COVID that caused this, but rather the reaction and the maneuvers by the government. 8 million more people living in poverty, 9 million small businesses in danger of closing, and 10 million behind on rent. That is the consequence of the COVID-19 lockdowns. The economic downturn we're currently experiencing is making the last recession look like a Sunday picnic. Meanwhile, the best profits ever posted by the largest companies in the world, while small businesses collapse at an epidemic rate. In the UK is a little preview for perhaps what's coming here, and it's getting totalitarian to an extent that is almost impossible to believe. UK police state, travelers must quarantine in hotels at their own cost. They have three tests, pay a £10,000 fine for going outside, and 10 years in prison if you're caught trying to avoid this law. Anyone traveling to Britain from a country on the government's red list must quarantine in a hotel, which they'll have to pay for, and have three COVID tests under these draconian new laws being implemented by the government. But that's not even the craziest part. Here's the craziest part from the NewYorkTimes.com. UK residents may not be allowed to travel abroad until all adults are vaccinated. That's right. If you are a resident of Britain, you may be stuck there as a prisoner in your own country until everyone in your country has been vaccinated. CDC exposed, this from GatewayPundit.com, inflated COVID deaths by 1,600% throughout the election. Quote, violated multiple federal laws, peer-reviewed studied fines. State local governments must act. So just completely overblowing the threat of COVID in order to justify their lockdowns. Of course, we've known this and reported on it since the lockdowns began, but now a new peer-reviewed study has been released that found that the CDC numbers are so wildly unsupported as to be pure propaganda that is based on wholly unscientific practices that were needlessly created on the spot. Meanwhile, a California man has tested positive for COVID-19 weeks after receiving his second vaccine dose. So we were always told, yes, people got COVID after getting the vaccine, but that was because they hadn't gotten the second shot yet. They still needed the booster. The vaccine still works. Trust us. Well, no, it doesn't. So you might die. You might not be able to have children anymore. You might have a miscarriage. And at the end of it all, you won't even be vaccinated for COVID-19. This is the world that we live in. New Biden rules for ICE point to fewer agents and deportations and a more restrained agency. Essentially, it's you are a prisoner in your own house. You are not allowed to move around or gather or anything. America is closed unless, of course, you're an illegal immigrant, in which case, come on in. Meanwhile, this is a story we reported on yesterday. They say Florida hack exposes vulnerability of cash-strapped U.S. water plants. A hacker's botched attempt to poison the water supply of a small Florida city is raising alarms about just how vulnerable the nation's water systems may be to attacks by more sophisticated intruders. Treatment plants are typically cash strapped and lack the cybersecurity depth of the power grid and nuclear plants. There's no money. That's the issue. So I guess we should probably just keep sending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas. I guess, you know, first we want to make sure that Israel is fully funded. We want to make sure Pakistan's gender changing programs are up to speed. And then once we get all of those absolutely important issues taken care of, then we can worry about the fact that an amateur hacker could poison an entire water supply of a city with a click of a button. First things first, folks, it's everybody else and then you. That's the promise of the New World Order. Russia, Iran, China, and China hold joint naval drills in the Indian Ocean. Again, sort of drawing the fault lines for the new world war as greater and greater threats come out of the ocean near China. Russia, Iran, and China now holding joint naval drills in the Indian Ocean. Here's an amazing story from Architectural Revival on Twitter. Facebook has prohibited the sharing of his posts because the promotion of beauty, tradition, art, and architecture goes against community standards. So here's a guy who does nothing but post pictures of old, beautiful buildings, and they say that's against the community standards of Facebook. You can't celebrate beauty. You can't celebrate history. Everything has to be ugly. Everything has to be unhuman. Everything has to be dismal and tragic. That's the new world. You have to be depressed and sad. You can't celebrate glory. How dare you? That's your Daily Dispatch for the 10th.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWar so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings. You must face the facts. And you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend? blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com and viewers like you who are helping us to keep this bastion of free speech alive by going to InfoWarsStore.com, making a purchase. Not only will you get an incredible product, whether it's a fine, stylish mug like this, the delicious coffee that is within it, or some of our incredible supplements, it all goes not just to getting you a top-of-the-line product, but also to funding this truly revolutionary media establishment that I am so honored to be a part of. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to help us prevent the onslaught of the New World Order and globalism, which at this point has gone full mask off and is simply announcing to everyone, yes, we rigged the election. Yes, we are acting extrajudicially. Yes, we are running roughshod over every right enshrined in your sacred documents, but just try to stop us. We have all the power. We have all the corporations. We have all the government, and we will crush you. Well, they can try, but we will be here as long as you go to InfoWarsStore.com. I still just can't get over this fact that literally the promotion of beauty, tradition, art, and architecture goes against community standards on Facebook. I mean, if there's one thing that sort of illustrates where we are as a culture and as a planet right now, this is basically it. I mean, literally, he tried to share a picture of the Pantheon in Rome, one of the oldest buildings ever built, one of the largest domes ever built before, like, the Astrodome. Like, literally, Michelangelo went to study the dome at the Pantheon to figure out how the heck they built it, because even 1,500 years later, they didn't have the technology anymore. Really incredible stuff. But don't try to honor that history. Don't try to share that beauty. Don't try to celebrate that achievement of humankind. You're a bug. You're dirt. Humans are nothing, especially not white cultures. How dare you? How dare you try to celebrate the ancient history of Europe? You cannot share that on Facebook. It violates the community standards. Again, all of this is intertwined. All of this goes together. It's all a part of the same movement where you have people in positions of power, like whoever it is at Facebook who decided this, putting whatever laws, you know, using whatever laws are convenient to them to destroy the things that they hate. And the things that they hate are the things that make humanity great, things that make humanity special, things that we've achieved as a people. It doesn't violate community standards. It doesn't have to. Just like the impeachment isn't supposed to be for private citizens who aren't president. It doesn't matter. It's whatever law is at their disposal, whatever label they can put on it to destroy resistance to this anti-human agenda that they're putting forward. It's really not that hard to understand. It's hard to comprehend. It's hard to imagine that these are the people that actually rule our country and rule our world right now. It's terrifying, but it's not complicated. It's not like confusing. So, well, what community standard did they violate? They didn't violate a community standard. These people are bug people, and they don't like that you like beauty and tradition, and that you despise the modern architecture that is all just weird blocks and tiny windows and low ceilings to depress your spirit, and make you feel like you are not worthy of celebration. Everybody, this is art now. There's a banana taped to the wall. That's art. $4 million, please. Go ahead and send it to my bank account in the Bahamas. You can, it's the Pedo Island Bank. Go ahead and deposit the money there. We'll distribute it to the Black Lives Matter, activists later. And this is just it. Meanwhile, Russia, Iran, and China holding joint naval drills in the Indian Ocean. You know, there are some things about these countries that I actually like, and I think that you don't have to go full communist to get them. We actually used to have laws like this. Like, for example, China, no immigrants. They don't have any immigrants. None. None. At all. Just go to the Wikipedia page, immigrants in China. It's something like 1,400 people a year, and it's all Chinese citizens who went somewhere else, became citizens of somewhere else, and then are going back to China. It's repatriation of Chinese people. That's the totality of their immigration system. Porn? You can't have porn in China. They'll put you in jail for life if you try to distribute material like that. You can't have anything like that. There's a lot of stuff. Meanwhile, we have all the freedom we want to turn our daughters into whores. And anyway, it's all nonsense. I do have a pretty funny story about OnlyFans. Apparently, men only make a penny to every dollar that women make on OnlyFans. And frankly, that's discrimination. Frankly, I think we need restitution on that. How dare they? Okay, let's go to the phone calls. Stephen in Florida watched some of the impeachment. How far did you make it into the impeachment, Stephen? And did you have to stop because you destroyed your TV in fury? That's what I would do. Stephen in Florida, you're on the air. Stephen in Florida. What a terrible start to the show. Thanks, Stephen. Hopefully.
Hey.
Oh, okay, you're here.
Yes, sir. Yeah, sorry about that. I had somebody else trying to call me. Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
First of all, I did want to comment on the fiasco of the impeachment trial. And then if you got time for it, I want to give some tools on how to counteract this coronavirus scamdemic agenda and specifically the mask mandates. And
we got two minutes in the segment, Stephen. The floor is yours.
Okay. So as far as the trial, the fact that they voted 56-44 shows these people, they don't have and they don't want to have understanding from a constitutional standpoint of justice. They just have an agenda they're going to push no matter what. And this is like going to Al Capone and saying, hey, would you investigate the mafia? These people mm-hmm. are criminals. You can't reason with them. So, you're not going to get justice from the Congress or the courts with this. This is a bunch of garbage. Now, to get to the scamdemic, okay, with the mask mandates, I want to give some tools to deal with this. I've really been thinking through this. I watched an interview that Mike Adams did on naturalnews.com. You can go and look at this with a woman named Kristen Megan. Her website is realdealmedia.com. She's a industrial hygienist. She deals with health and safety hazards. She deals a lot with OSHA and, environment and PPE, which the masks are, personal protective equipment. So here's the thing. I'm going to really push this and push back against these false mandates with hopefully lawsuits. I've actually been told there's a guy trying to get a class action lawsuit against these places. The bus system here in Florida, Lynx, these bus drivers are getting really authoritarian with me, and I had a situation the other day. Why don't you have your mask on? So I put it on out of frustration. I said, there, are you happy now? Are you feeling protected? And I pressed them, why? Well, it's policy. That's all they say. Well, the president said so. I said, who do you mean, Biden? I said, he's not legitimately the president. He's illegal. He stole the election. And then all these people on the bus with their masks on laughed at me. Okay, so this shows the brainwash. But the point I'm making is that, okay, here's the thing. This whole thing with the mask mandates, based on what this woman said in this interview with Mike, this is a violation of OSHA law. That bus is a workplace because it's the driver's workplace. So I'm in that. So this applies. Okay, unless OSHA has certified the situation, and it's not one size fits all, it's individually, each place, certified it as hazardous to health and safety, they cannot have PPE requirements. And also, unless I'm certified medically in need of something like that.
We got to go to break, Stephen, but very good points. Thank you.
InfoWars is a archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, We are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all. I need your support. I appreciate your support. A veteran friend of mine named Quentin, nickname's Q, not the fake Q, the real Q, he had this idea a month ago. And it came in today. The 18-wheeler showed up today, made in America. It's Trader Joe's, not the grocery store, but a Trader Joe's white T-shirt with all the countries that he sold us out to, China, Iran, Russia, you name it, Ukraine. It's all right there, Trader Joe's with Joe Biden. And then on the back, it's got a nice little Infowars.com. This is a top-tier shirt. A lot of our designs are okay because I come up with them. Some of our designs are amazing. This is a classic. Infowarsstore.com. Please get it. This is an XXL, so my fat butt can wear it. That is going to be fun to wear around town. And it is designer cotton. It's a higher quality shirt. When you get the stuff made in America, it costs more, but there it is. Infowarsstore.com.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3, highest quality, with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock, together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Today at noon, the arguments will continue or begin in earnest for the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump, private citizen, no longer president of the United States, not eligible for impeachment according to the Constitution, but according to the authoritarians in D.C., the law is whatever they want it to be. And that really is the lesson of the day. The impeachment that you're seeing play out is just a preview for what is to come and what is to greet you at the lowest level of citizenship, where the entire establishment will turn against you, use whatever law happens to be vaguely applicable to destroy you, to totally destroy you. And you will not be defended by anybody, really. I mean, meanwhile, the Democrats are just, they just blatantly lied to get called out on it. Oh, would you like to apologize for that lie? No, I won't apologize for that. People on your side of the aisle celebrated the riots the entire summer. Any apology for that? No, not at all. In 2016, you spent 4 years calling the election illegitimate and questioning the validity of the election. Does that have anything to do with what we're dealing with now? No, it doesn't. Screw you. I mean, they just don't care at all, even a little bit, about being hypocrites or anything whatsoever. Meanwhile, on the Republican side, it's like, oh, well, yes, the people that broke into the Capitol are insurrectionist terrorists, and they must be destroyed and eliminated, and we'll give all the power the Democrats need to take that to task. But you're using mean words, and we think we need to focus on the Constitution a little bit. It's just like, okay, all right. So we're screwed, basically, is the answer. The answer is they have all the power. They're willing to wield it with complete abandon, and the people that are actually elected to defend us have no interest in doing so and are actually more worried about what their enemies in the media say about them. We're screwed. We're screwed, basically, is what we're learning here. So this is what the impeachment means to me. What does it mean to you? Let's find out. We have Justin in California who watched some of the trial. Let's go to Justin in California. Thanks for calling in, Justin. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good, thanks.
Yeah, so about this impeachment trial, man, honestly, it just makes me sick. You know, hearing Chuck Schumer up there talking, you know, I just want to throw up. And it's such a hoax. We all know it. But it's like, dude, they're getting away with it. Just like the steal, they're going to get away with this. Even though we know at the end it's not going to go nowhere. But I don't know, man. It's really upsetting, you know, to see our country just falling apart. And me, you know, personally, I have a family. You know, I got 4 kids, wife. I'm out here in California, which, by the way, is a lot redder than a lot of people would think because I live here. I know. And, yeah, it's just really sad, very, very sad. And I wanted to ask one question, though, because I'm a big-time InfoWars follower. And my question is, you know, I look at you guys more than just a news outlet. You know, I look at you guys as, you know, like Alex Jones says, the tip of the spear.
Mm-hmm.
But is there, what else is like InfoWars' mission besides just giving news? Because, like I said, I look at you guys as leaders. And I just want to know, is there more than just news with InfoWars? Is there anything else that is in the works of planning to get us all united besides spreading news?
Well, I mean, the information is the key aspect here. And, you know, it's how often do you hear the terms like information warfare? It's an information war that we're waging. I mean, the information is the crux and the linchpin moving forward. It's what has allowed us to wake up so many people and actually, you know, cause the globalists to panic like this and actually, you know, try to pull out these extraordinary policies in order to try to clamp down on the information that we've exposed. That's the heart of the matter. But, you know, we led to really the third. I mean, it was Donald Trump saying, you know, come to Washington on the 6th. But the Stop the Steal caravan, that was completely us. I mean, we got 1 million people to Washington, D.C. The massive, I mean, some of the biggest political rallies in the world happened before January 6th in December and November when InfoWars and Owen Schroyer, you know, in particular, took the Stop the Steal caravan going on rallies through the states and stopping at each point. I mean, the idea is, who's the one that said it? I mean, it was one of the founding fathers, you know, starting grass fires of freedom everywhere. We are here to show you that there's other people out here. There is a large contingent of Americans that see what's going on and are willing to fight back. We'll be a nexus point for the organization. But the idea is not for us to do everything. It's for us to give you the ammo that you need to do what you need to do and for you to organize and for you to get out there and make the change and get involved and be a spokesperson for freedom. So we'll do everything we can, but at the end of the day, you know, all my time is dedicated to just trying to, you know, find all of the lies of the mainstream media and expose them and try to look at trends and see what's coming next and try to warn people against what's happening. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, the entire establishment is arrayed against us and demonizes us. And even people that are on our side are afraid to come on InfoWars or afraid to associate with us because of how badly we've been mistreated by the mainstream media or by the larger world, you know, outside of us. So I don't know how much more we can be doing. I don't know how much, you know, more we can be involved in all this stuff. It's up to y'all. It's up to the InfoWars audience. And y'all have been great. And y'all have been, you know, very active. And that's one of the reasons we've been around so much and one of the reasons we've been so successful in this. But we can't do everything. I mean, it's up to y'all. You need to do this. And that's sort of the message, I think, at the end of the day. Yeah. I mean, how many times has Alex Jones gone and stormed the Senate, stormed the Congress, made people aware of this, called out the Google executives or the Twitter executives to their faces? But you know, what else can we do? We're peasants here. That's the gentry. That's the upper class, the upper crust, the feudal lords that, don't have to listen to us because, there's me on the left. So, I mean, I don't know. What more would you have us do, Justin?
Great job. I'm out here, you know, in California. I got a group of friends that we're all like-minded. We might all move and do that same thing those people from Tennessee did, those six families.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just feels like, you feel like, no matter what, like we're going to lose, you know? Like, that's how I feel. Like, no matter what, we're on the losing end of this, which I'd rather fight and lose than not fight at all. But, man, it just seems like, you know, no matter what happens, dude, we're on the losing end of this battle, you know? Just feels that way.
Well,
and you guys are great. I'm not saying nothing. You guys are awesome.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. And it does, I mean, it is frustrating. I feel the same way. I mean, it's like, God, if somebody could rally the troops and just be like, we're meeting here at this time, we're going to march from here to there. Like, I'm in, I'll be there. I don't care. I'll throw everything I have away. I would rather, you know, fight and die for this country, and our people and our way of life and our history and our heritage that we're just seeing ripped apart in front of us piecemeal, just dissected one piece after another. It's despicable and it's heartbreaking and it's infuriating and you want to go fight and do something about it. And the fact is, you should be doing stuff about it. You should be operating behind the scenes. You should be moving with your, you know, small group of friends that you can trust and making moves and making things happen. We can't be in charge of all of that. We can only help you, you know, have a platform, have a voice. And, you know, that's one of the particular things about this program, American Journal, is that we take calls all day, every day, or, you know, throughout the entire program every day. And, if you have an idea, if you have a call to action, if you have a movement that you're trying to start or a protest that you're trying to advertise, call in, advertise it here. Use this as the information nexus for that human intelligence network that is the only hope of bringing these people down, is appealing to and hoping that there still exists somewhere deep in the deep recesses of the brainwashed masses' hearts that calls out for freedom and rejects these blatant lies that are being fed to them. People are just too nice, I think. They think everybody's nice and they're going to get killed for it.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it, and we should. But once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males.
Now look,
this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses,
and it contains no synthetic chemicals
and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock, together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is American Journal. You can wake up to American Journal alerts by texting Wake Up USA, all one word, Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-470-0438. Wake up every day with American Journal text alerts at Wake Up USA, or by texting Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-470-0438. And we really appreciate it if you do that. Let's go back out to the phone calls. Chris in Missouri has some comments about Biden. Thanks for calling in. Chris, you are on the air.
Hey, thank you, Harrison. So I have a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about. First off, I just want to kind of point everybody in the direction of Steve Quayle and Doug Hagman. They have great content. I would love for, like, Alex and anybody, you guys, to get Steve Quayle back on the show and talk about the Gen 6 Giants, Antarctica, and all sorts of stuff. I think he can really bring a lot to the table, and it's very interesting and very critical with everything going on. And then I also think what I would just suggest is, like, an idea. The next time you guys do, like, a 24-hour, like, special, I would suggest, like, the topic be, like, revelation. And then also the path for 2024, just so we can, like, take the time now while we still have time to plan and execute. Mm. Get everybody on the same page on, like, what is Mystery Babylon, what's going on with the Deagle Report, who are our candidates for 2024, and, like, what are, like, in terms of, like, just war doctrine, like, are we going to find now? Because personally, I think, like, with the endtimes.com thing, they're going to bait us into, or maybe not even bait us into, they might just kick off the World War III. And with that seven trumpet war, because when you think about it, like, World War One gave us the League of Nations, World War Two gave us the United Nations. Now World War Three would just conveniently give them the totalitarian New World Order. Mm. And then the stage would be set for the Antichrist to come back in and just kind of clean things up. Now, on the topic of the Antichrist, a lot of this is speculation, and again, I would defer to, like, Leo Zagami or any of these other people to sort it out. And essentially what it is there's a passage or, like, verse in Revelation where it talks about, like, the Son of Perdition it talks about the five corrupt kings, the son of perdition, the short while, and the son of perdition comes back. Now, none of us think Joe Biden is going to be around for very long. None of us would give Joe Biden the credit to be the Antichrist. Now, a lot of us can think he's the short while, right? Or I'm just putting this out there. And to be honest, I think just like basic perception, Obama is more evil. Obama's kids' names, they're adopted kids. It's an anagram for Allah, I am Satan. I found that on the internet somewhere. And then also someone, Steve Quayle, his one of his very fascinating episodes, like he talks about how, like, this is what I want to kind of defer to, because I don't know if it's a man or like a robot or if it's like a lizard, or, like that type of stuff. Like, that's where it's like, I don't know what's going to be supernatural or what is going to be deception with like the technology that they have. And then just kind of on all those topics, and then try to be just keep this like linear and like kind of like also put all the past out there.
You're bringing up a lot of good points. You're sort of jumping all over the place, but I get what you're saying. And, you know, I think the one thing you need to realize is that this is not new. I mean, everything that we're talking about, I mean, you can go all the way back to Revelations and, you know, hear people warning about this, or you could just go back to like the 50s and 60s and look at the, you know, inauguration of the CIA and the activation of that with, you know, George Bush Senior and running drugs from Vietnam. It's like, it may seem like we're in a dire situation now, but that's because everything's out in the open now and they're basically expressing it openly at this point. But what we're experiencing now is nothing new. It just used to be entirely behind the scenes. And it really is amazing, because I was listening to a podcast talking about an event that happened in the 70s. And of course, it's talking about like the Vietnam War and the destruction that that wrought on the American populace and the division that that created, and then the drug problems that were brought over with tons of people getting addicted to drugs in Vietnam and then bringing that back, and sort of just the collapse of society that began in the late 60s or mid 60s, I suppose, and then continued on through the 1970s. And if you know the history behind that, and you know that it was like George Bush Senior and, you know, the Council of Five that all got together and said, we're going to create an alternative money making operation. So we don't have to go to Congress anymore. So we can start doing deep state operations without having to get the approval of, the citizen oversight. I mean, this stuff has been going on for decades and decades and decades, and it's all been happening behind the scenes. And it's all been setting up for this. So what we're dealing with now is not anything particularly new. And you know that if you've been watching InfoWars for a long time, or any of these guys for a long time, you know that all of this stuff has been going on and has been slowly sort of aggregating towards this ultimate conclusion, which is the total enslavement of the United States. And we're getting closer and closer to that. And at this point, we basically have a completely illegitimate government openly announcing that they're going to join up with the biggest banks and the corporations to create a superstructure government that is not voted for, that is a sort of feudal overlord system above you. It's been going on for a while, and there's nothing new about it. It's just gotten more intense and it's become more apparent as time has gone on. Thanks so much for the call, Chris. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark, who watched the impeachment. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air. Johnny in Denmark. You guys, let's go to Johnny. Thank you. Johnny in Denmark, you're on the air.
Yeah. I think several good things arose out of this, which three main ones were 50 Democratic and six Republican U.S. senators were still further exposed, unbelievably, as pro-lawlessness, pro-China, pro-communist, pro-Chicom, pro-NWO, cult cabal, pro-death, and pro-Luciferian, anti-U.S. Democratic election, Republican government, U.S. of America, U.S. Constitution, U.S. Declaration of Independence, Lex Rex, West, humanity, earth, life, and God, etc. Also, it reinformed the U.S. and world public that even strictly ex-public officials of the U.S. can be impeached, which is done by the House. And, of course, they're trying to conflate impeachment with removal from office deliberately, because Trump has been impeached twice, in fact, which was theoretically possible, obviously unjustified in this case, but obviously cannot be removed from office if he's not in office.
Right.
The impeachment kind of sets the stage for former U.S. public officials, not the least of which are Obama and Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and George W. Bush, to be impeached themselves. The third thing was that it kind of signaled to the U.S. that this just isn't going to work, because if only 56 with the six Republican traitors voted that it was a legitimate impeachment trial based on impeachments, actually, then how are they going to get 67 people to impeach? One would guess that it would be at most 56. However, it does set the stage for Trump too, as we previously discussed, presents the almost unbelievable corpus of evidence.
Yeah, but do you think that's gonna happen, Johnny? I'm sort of preempting you here, but I agree that, you know, now would be the time. I mean, apparently, I mean, all the headlines are just like, you know, Trump's lawyer just gets blasted from both sides. Like, nobody thought he did a good job. He just did a terrible job. He was arguing the Constitution while, you know, Raskin is up there like crying and playing some highly edited video that seems to portray Trump as like rallying the troops to go attack the Capitol when no such thing happened. I mean, if I was doing this impeachment, it's not that difficult. Like, you show what Trump actually said. You show the timeline that showed they're already breaking into the Capitol before Trump finished his speech, and while he was still in the middle of his speech. You show all of the Democrats celebrating the riots throughout the year. You talk about the fact that, you know, 30 people died over this year, some just blatantly murdered at point blank range. You talk about the fact that since January 6th, there have still been riots from Antifa and Black Lives Matter almost daily. It doesn't end. It's over and over and over again. I mean, it's so easy to put this, but I don't think they're going to do that, Johnny. I think they're going to argue about the Constitution, and they're going to say, well, yes, you're right that this was a terrible insurrection coup, and it was terrorism, and these people are very bad, but it wasn't Trump's fault. I mean, I think they're going to do that. It's going to be a total waste and a total just crap show, and it's going to just give the Democrats all the time in the world to put their message out while doing nothing to counter it on the other side. I mean, I just don't have the hope that you have, Johnny. I think the people that are running these things on the Republican side are completely incapable of doing what they should be doing. What do you think?
Well, I think, again, I think one thing that the developments of the last year have taught us is that we all have to humble ourselves to the evidence. I mean, if I had told you a year ago, actually, let's say a year and a half ago, that what's happening now with this COVID scandemic was going to happen, you probably would have thought I had too active an imagination.
Well, no, I appreciate it, Johnny, but that's not true, because 1 year ago today, we were warning what was going to happen. We knew what was going to happen. We were right the whole time. That was never an issue. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force,
or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2. These are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's absolutely incredible the way things are being portrayed right now. This just dropped on thehill.com. No more hiding in plain sight for domestic terrorists and white supremacists. Over the last 4 years, it's become more apparent than ever that the United States is at war with itself. Well, not really. The United States is at war with the un-American disruptors that are attempting to destroy the entire country and the people that are actually attempting to preserve the country, protect the country, and perpetuate the country as we know it and have known it for its entire history are being demonized and rounded up and thrown into jail. It's not that we're at war with ourselves. It's that we're at war with the globalist masters that have taken control of our country. It really is incredible. According to the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, domestic violent extremism and white supremacy currently represents the greatest threat to this country. You know, the most amazing thing is that after months and months and months of Antifa burning down entire city blocks, billions of dollars in damage, dozens of people dead, just chaos raining on American streets, the American people confined to their homes while just tens of thousands of people just loot store after store after store. Just chaos, endless, time and time again, constant, every single day. We have more and more videos up. Jerry Nadler, the Penguin himself, came out and said, that's a conspiracy. It doesn't exist. He says Antifa does not exist as we're seeing this. And it's baffling. It's mind-boggling to imagine that he would have the temerity to say something like that. It just in blatant, flagrant disregard of reality. But the truth is, there is no white supremacy terrorism. There is no domestic terrorism. That actually is a fabrication. That actually is a conspiracy. It doesn't exist. Where is it? Point to it. Show it to me. You have one event. You have January 6th, which was the culmination of months and months of peaceful protests, of actually millions of people going to Washington, D.C., standing up, trying their damnedest to use the First Amendment to demand redress from their government for a blatantly stolen election. And those people, by the way, every time they went to D.C., were mobbed by Antifa, were attacked, families screaming and crying and hugging onto each other while they're being literally assaulted by Antifa. That's what happened over and over and over again prior to January 6th. And finally, January 6th happened. There's a million people there. About 15 of them get violent, right? No damage, no destruction, nobody killed except for the protesters, by the way. And we'll get more into that as the story goes on, as the show goes on. I got a couple articles about exactly who were the victims of the so-called deadly insurrection coup that was held at Capitol. I mean, a complete fabrication. So what this article says, it says militia groups with catchy names. This is the greatest threat to our country, right? Militia groups with catchy names like the Three Percenters, the Oath Keepers, the Lightfoot Militia, the Civilian Defense Force, the American Contingency, the Proud Boys, and the Boogaloo Boys embody racist and anti-government beliefs that have been amplified by COVID-19 restrictions. So, no, it hasn't. No, they aren't. No, they don't. It's just lies. It's just blatant, open nonsense that they're predicating all of this on. And it just doesn't matter anymore. The Oath Keepers have been around for decades. I'm pretty sure, right? They're like one of the oldest, one of the largest militias. They do things like protect veteran funerals, right? They do things like protect, public events. They've never been embroiled in domestic terrorism. They're definitely not racist. The Proud Boys, if you go to a Proud Boys rally and tell me that they're racist, it's a lie. It's a blatant lie, but it's a mind control psyop to where all the nice, decent people out there are just like, well, if they want, we don't like racists, so go ahead and round them up. And it's like, well, they're not racist. They never were racist. They're led by a non-white guy. They've never expressed racist sentiments in their entire lives. That is not at all what their, you know, charter is about, or their, you know, whatever they're about. It has nothing to do with it, but it doesn't matter. They're rounding them up and they're destroying them. It's an utter fabrication. It's a complete hoax. And the American people are just buying into this because they're so dumbed down and mind controlled. I mean, I can't take it anymore. These people, these dumb sheep people are going to get us all killed.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Here's my message to like 90% of the American people. Stop projecting your goodness on the people that hate you. Stop believing liars. Stop falling for the emotional manipulation. I get it. You can't argue with somebody who's crying, who's just like, I'm just so sad that all this is happening. It's like, it's the boogeyman. It's a lie. It doesn't exist. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wasn't having her door kicked down by angry white supremacists who are trying to kill her. The Capitol wasn't raided by an armed insurrection. Nobody was armed. It's like you're calling an armed insurrection and nobody's armed. You're saying white supremacy is the biggest threat to the United States when it literally does not exist at a big level in the United States. Oh, well, but you're saying there's no such thing as white supremacists? Is it a threat? Are there mobs of white people lynching black people in the United States? It doesn't happen. It hasn't happened. If it was happening, I would be against it. I'm just dealing with reality here. It's not partisan. It's not a bias on my part. It's literally just observing reality and understanding what's going on. So there's all these people out there. They're just living their lives. They're just, well, everybody's trying to take care of everything. Well, if there's racists, they need to be rounded up. They're not racist. They're not white supremacists. They're literally Americans who are trying to protect America. There are Americans who are trying to stick to, they love the founding fathers, they love the Constitution, they value the freedom that our forefathers fought and died for, and they're being smeared and tarnished as white supremacist, racist Nazis, and you're falling for it, and you're allowing the actual authoritarians, the actual global corporate, tyranny to take over. I mean, it's like, my God. How stupid do you have to be to fall for this stuff? If there was a single example of a legitimate white supremacist hate crime, show it to me. Show it to me right now. Tell me where it is. Dylann Roof. I'll give you Dylann Roof. You got one shooter, one murderer in 10 years, right? 30 years, 20 years. But meanwhile, just chaos, just absolute anarchy, billions of dollars in damage, dozens of people dead, like at least 25 people dead. Ashley Babbitt, or no, it wasn't Ashley Babbitt. Doty. I'm gonna find her exact name. I always want to say Jody because her last name is Doty and it ends with Jessica Doty Whitaker, there it is. I always want to say Jody and it gets me mixed up. Jessica Doty Whitaker said all lives matter and was gunned down by a Black Lives Matter activist. Then when her parents tried to hold a memorial for her, it was raided by Black Lives Matter and she was prevented from take from honoring her dead daughter, the single mother who was murdered, gunned down. I mean, time after time after time, it doesn't exist. White supremacy, the threat of white supremacy, the threat of racist militias, the number one threat in America, it literally doesn't exist. It's a complete fabrication and you're falling for it. Where is it? Where is the evidence? Where are the mobs of white supremacists marching through streets destroying stores? Where are the mobs going after their political enemies? Because I can show you Antifa. I can show you day after day. Yesterday, they mobbed in Port. They were a mob in Portland rioting. They're attacking. Andy Ngo wrote a book, and they're attacking a bookshop for selling that book. And they forced it to shut down and forced it to stop selling the book. This is a totalitarian takeover. It is a complete overrunning of American law by anti-American communist trust fund. It's really hard not to curse. I hope you guys understand just how incredible this is. I mean, the New York Times, or I'm sorry, this is The Guardian. At least 25 Americans were killed during the protests and political unrest in 2020. And it wasn't like Antifa being shot by police. I wish, right? I wish that this was a list that I'm reading. No, instead, it's Aaron J. Danielson, who was tracked down, hunted, and murdered in cold blood by a guy who then got a feature on Vice News where he was celebrated as a hero and allowed to tell his story and tell why he had to kill the evil Nazi, Aaron J. Danielson. Lee Keltner, a Navy veteran who made custom Western hats, was shot after a Patriot rally in Denver when he slapped a security guard, and the security guard pulled out a gun and shot him to death. You have, of course, Kenosha. You have Kyle Rittenhouse being attacked, being shot at, being chased down, defending himself. Now he's facing a murder charge and, you know, is looking at many years in prison, perhaps an entire life in prison. Photographer Tyler Girth shot and killed in a downtown park where protesters gathered. In Las Vegas, Jorge Gomez shot to death. I mean, it's just dozens, literally dozens of people murdered outright, killed, complete insurrection, billions of dollars in damage, silence. He tells you, Jerry Nadler tells you that is a fabrication. That doesn't exist. Oh, but white supremacy is our biggest threat. White nationalism is our biggest threat. Christian nationalism, libertarianism is our biggest threat. It's just, it's absurd beyond belief. And then, of course, they're constantly like, well, that inspired the deadly insurrection at the Capitol. Nobody was armed at the Capitol. Nothing was destroyed at the Capitol. Literally, one guy is sitting in jail right now. The guy who's pictured with his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk, because he said he accidentally got some blood on a piece of paper. He took that piece of paper with him and left a quarter on her desk to pay for it. He's in prison now. That was the damage done to the Capitol. Oh, dear. They were so scared. They were scared for their lives. Every law has to be passed. Every one who dares even suggest that this wasn't an insurrection terrorist coup has to be removed. Anyone who talks about the fact that the election was stolen, which contributed to the anger that brought about the riot, has to be kicked out of the Senate. I mean, this is beyond absurd. It's beyond anything we've ever heard. So five people who died in the Capitol riot, the deadly insurrection, right? This is the way that they're phrasing it. Who died? Well, you have Brian Sicknick. He was the Capitol police officer. Of course, the New York Times says that I'm going to read it exactly what it says here, because it's a lie is what it says. He died the day after he was overpowered and beaten by rioters. He was struck in the head with a fire extinguisher. That's what the New York Times says. Meanwhile, no such thing. It never actually existed. The medical examiner, after performing the autopsy, said that there was no blunt force trauma. He was not hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. They have all this video of the event, and they can't identify where exactly he was injured. In fact, it seems like he maybe wasn't even injured. He probably, they're thinking, had a pre-existing medical condition, and that he became ill after interacting with a chemical irritant like bear spray or pepper spray was deployed into the crowd. Here's the exact quote. According to one law enforcement official, medical examiners did not find signs that the officer sustained any blunt force trauma. So investigators believe that early reports that he was fatally struck by a fire extinguisher are not true. So that's one of the guys that died, right? By the way, he was a diehard Trump supporter who'd written letters to his congressman in opposition of the first impeachment trial. So they're gonna kill you. They're gonna blame your death on your friends, and then they're going to use that death to call everybody like you a terrorist. This is the world that we live in now. Of course, Ashley Babbitt was the only person actually murdered during the deadly insurrection coup, and she was shot in point blank range, completely unarmed, but murdered when she was shot in the chest by a police officer, fired no warning shots, didn't attempt to stop her. By the way, they only moved forward because the police line that was there moved out of the way and allowed them to do so. It's a complete setup. That's the only person that died. Diehard Trump supporter, 14-year Air Force veteran. She was murdered in cold blood by somebody we don't even know his name, and he's not going to be punished for it. This is what's going on. And then everybody else that died, the five other people, literally it's just like, well, they were standing in a crowd and had a stroke. That's what happened to them. Every other person just died of like an unrelated medical condition somewhere else on the Capitol property. And this is the justification that they're using for saying that white supremacy and Trump supporters are the greatest threat to American security and must be rooted out and ripped out by the root and destroyed entirely. It's not just absurd. It's incredibly dangerous, and it's setting us up for literal genocide. That's what's happening.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together. I need your support. I appreciate your support. A veteran friend of mine named Quentin, nickname's Q, not the fake Q, the real Q, he had this idea a month ago.
And it came in today. The 18-wheeler showed up today, made in America. It's Trader Joe's, not the grocery store, but a Trader Joe's white T-shirt with all the countries that he sold us out to, China, Iran, Russia, you name it, Ukraine. It's all right there, Trader Joe's with Joe Biden. And then on the back, it's got a nice little Infowars.com. This is a top-tier shirt. A lot of our designs are okay because I come up with them. Some of our designs are amazing. This is a classic, Infowarsstore.com. Please get it. This is an XXL, so my fat butt can wear it. That is going to be fun to wear around town. And it is designer cotton. It's a higher quality shirt. When you get the stuff made in America, it costs more, but there it is. Infowarsstore.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, let's go out to your phone calls, shall we? Victor in Florida has called about recalling Mayor Castor. I'm not familiar with this, but thanks for calling in. Is this the mayor that said that people who weren't wearing masks at the Super Bowl will be found and punished, and then she was found at the Super Bowl not wearing a mask? Is that who you're talking about, Victor?
Yep, the same one.
Mm. So is there a recall effort moving forward with her?
There is. There's a petition right now on change.org. If you're an info warrior, I'd really appreciate it. I live in the area. I actually live on the outskirts of the county where the farmers are. And Jane Castor is part of an emergency action board. I don't know what it's called. That they make the decisions for all of us in the county.
Right.
She has a lot of pull in that because she's the mayor of Tampa. Based on everything that she's done, she marched with BLM this summer. And then that night they broke into the University Mall and looted it. Just every decision that she's made has been for herself, and for her voting bloc, not for the people, that she's supposed to be serving.
So what is the, where can people find this, this petition to sign and support?
Yeah, if you go to change.org and search for Recall Jane Castor, you'll see her stupid face on there and you'll be able to sign that. And I'd really appreciate it because we need some new leadership, and I think we got to start taking power back at the local level.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the more local you can get, the better. So there's a call out to our info warriors, change.org, Recall Mayor Castor, Recall Jane Castor. Looks like there's already 1,500 people signed, and we're seeing more signatures by the second. So that's very good to know. So good. Thank you very much for making us aware of that. There's also been some callers in the recent past about the Gavin Newsom recall. That is rapidly approaching the requisite signature. So if you're in California, make sure to sign the recall for Governor Newsom as well. I know they're panicking about that and are now eliciting the White House's help in attempting to mitigate that threat to Gavin Newsom, who, I mean, my God, if you could just cast a sleazy politician, he's made for it. He's made for it. It's like he's playing the part of a sleazy scumbag politician. He's playing it so well, he's destroying his entire state and locking everybody down completely pointlessly and refusing to apologize for it at all. I love this video where he's like, he's dismissing the accusations that politics was behind lifting the ban. He's like, no, it's not arbitrary. Meanwhile, the reason that the ban was in place was because of they're worried about exceeding hospital limits. When there were 2,500 people, they put that lockdown order in, and then they lifted it when there was like 6,000 people in the hospital. So, yeah, it was arbitrary. It's political. Make no mistake about it. Thanks for the call, Victor. Let's go to Ramon in Africa. Africa. There you go. I don't think we've gotten a call from Africa before. Thanks for calling in, Ramon. You're a first here. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm angry, man.
I love you guys very much. I think you and Alex Jones and Owen Schroer, you guys are God-sent people. And I've been listening to you guys for like 12 years. My first time calling.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored.
I was just thinking that what is stopping you guys from selling everything under the sun? Just like Amazon is doing. It's not going to cost that much, you know, just so that, because sometimes I hear people on your show saying that, oh, and I went to Amazon and I bought this book. I'm like, so why can't what can Alex Jones do it on his platform? Because as far as I know, about 80% of the products at Amazon doesn't belong to Jeff Bezos. It belongs to other people.
Right.
And then they come into his hub, he sells it, and then he gets a commission, or maybe he gets a monthly fee or whatever. So I'm recommending that InfoWarriors do the same thing, just so that we can expand our economy, and, you know, it will be a 360 win for all of us. You know, right now, I'm producing charcoal in Africa, you know, and I just love Alex Jones so much, and I think I cannot contribute much in terms of American politics, but I want to see if I can help in terms of expanding the store, you know, because I used to write code. I grew up in New York, but I'm back home here, and I can help him to set it up just so that he doesn't have to struggle so much. You know, there we can sell pillows and furniture, electronic equipment, everything. Let's compete with Amazon.
You know, that's really not a bad idea. And I was actually thinking about that just the other day. It's funny that you said that, because I was kind of just thinking that same thing. Just like, why don't we just sell everything under the sun? Why don't we just sell tons of products? I don't really know, because I'm not so much involved in that side of the business, but I think it's an excellent idea. And I think it is something that maybe we should look into, because I mean, we do have a lot of products on the InfoWars store that aren't just the supplements. We do have a lot of just like even just toothbrushes and that sort of thing. Just everyday stuff, but it's really not a bad idea, and it's a good concept. And hey, if we don't do it, maybe somebody else will. And you know, more power to them. We need an alternative to Amazon where you can just go buy whatever you need and just know that your money is going towards patriots rather than globalist scumbags. I think that's a great idea, Ramon.
Yeah, and unfortunately, my phone is going to get cut off. I've been holding for a very long time, but can I call back tomorrow and continue my presentation?
Yeah, sure. Do it, man. I'd love for you to do that. Thank you so much. Where in Africa are you, by the way?
In Ghana.
In Ghana, okay.
Ghana, West Africa.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling. Go ahead.
Say it again?
Go ahead.
Okay, so also charcoal powder is a wonderful product it cleans your colon.
Oh, and it got cut off. He said his phone was about to die. First caller from Africa, I think. I don't think we've had an Africa or a caller from Africa before. That's cool. It's amazing to know that we're going worldwide. I mean, we get calls from all over the place. I wish we got more. I mean, if you're an international caller, get yourself a Google phone or something. You know, some sort of a IP, VoIP, a voice over IP phone, so you don't have to waste your minutes calling internationally. But give us a call. I love when we get calls from New Zealand and Australia and Denmark and Germany and all over the world. It really is amazing to know that this broadcast is going out all over the world and that what we're saying is resonating. Because again, it's not, I mean, America obviously is what we're most interested in. It's where we live. It's the last bastion of freedom. But I hope that this message is a worldwide one. And you know that just because you're not in America doesn't mean you're not under threat from this globalist cabal. I mean, we get a lot of callers from Canada. You guys are in it worse than we are. The UK, you guys are in it worse than we are. Most of Europe is in it worse than we are. And, you know, this battle is for all of us. And a lot of people point out, you know, like movements that succeeded in the past, things or even didn't succeed. I mean, Tiananmen Square didn't succeed. A complete massacre, totally just unsettling amounts of violence that occurred there. But other places like you know, Gandhi in India, all these things. America has always served as like the bastion for freedom, and that all these people around the world seeking freedom and reaching out for freedom, they always had America at their back. America was willing to go there and help them break free from the binds of tyranny that kept them down. But so if we go down, who else is there? Who else is there to stand for freedom? Who else is there to demand human liberty and demand the dignity of the individual? It doesn't exist. China's not going to protect that. Europe's not going to protect that anymore. Russia's probably not going to protect that. So who else is there? If we fall, it's over for everybody. So we're folks in America, but I hope this message gets, you know, out to the world that you're all under threat.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed.
Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact. As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out with third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, the last 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in to the long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset or the beauty of the waves in the ocean or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. The threats are coming from all sides, and the call is coming from within the house. Yes, the enemies are not just at the gates. They're operating the gates themselves. Under complete attack, prevented from doing anything to try to reverse this trend. And pretty much every single extreme operation predicated on blatant lies and fraudulent information. We're doing everything we can to fight back against it here on InfoWars.com. We got a few more callers, and then at the 10 o'clock hour, I will be welcoming the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement and discussing the Texit strategy and the secession of Texas, which I believe may be the only path forward. We have some people that disagree with us, and I'm glad that they're hanging on, because we will be going to your calls. Travis and Jefferson both want to talk about Texit. I'm just saving y'all, not going to you yet, because I want Daniel here to help me out, to help answer some of these questions. I don't have all the questions, but he's been working on this since 1996, so he's much more knowledgeable in the process than I am. So don't go anywhere, fellas. We will get to you eventually, but let's go to some phone calls. Peter in Utah wants to talk about real preparedness. Thanks for calling in, Peter. You're on the air.
Yes. Well, that's a perfect segue with everything you guys were talking about, because I wanted to call, and it's been bothering me for weeks, and I haven't been able to get into you guys. First of all, I've been listening to Alex since 1997. So I, you know, very aware of what's going on.
Right.
In 2006, I quit a $500,000 a year job and yanked up. It took me 3 years of finding the right place to go. But for the last 12 years, I've been preparing for what's happening now.
Right.
But what I want people to understand is the food storage in this is great, but unless you've got a lot of food storage and a lot of money to buy it, you need to be thinking about the future. What does America look like this time next year? What are the supply lines looking like? How many people have died from the vaccine? Can you get any food? Where are you going to get your medicine if that's what you want? Where are you going to get everything else when all these supply lines are going to be down? They're going to shut us down.
And how are you going to protect your food stores when the roving mobs come to feed themselves off of your largesse? Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we need to be prepared for. So what's your method, or what's your advice to people who are seeing what's coming and are wondering what they can do to prevent it?
Well, you're not going to prevent it. You have to be able to take care of yourself.
Mm.
You must, as a father, as a patriarch, take care of your posterity. The way you do that is you create the food sources you're going to need.
Mm.
You go get enough land. It doesn't have to be a lot. You get a couple cows that you can breed. You got some pigs. You have the animals you need. You also learn and understand how things work in emergency. The number one thing that kills people in any emergency is panic.
Mm.
Within 3 seconds, people die of panic. When this stuff really goes down and you're not prepared for how you're going to survive, let's look at it deeper. If you're in the cities and they're going to shut down the electrical grid, you already know that. Once the electrical grid's shut down, you don't have any water because none of the water pumps are going to work, correct?
Right.
And actually, you better have yourself you need to have power of your own. You need to have infrastructure of your own. All our infrastructure here, and it's taken years to do it, I've done it by hand, a lot of it, is what's going to allow us to survive, and then the food sources that we'll have. Now, we're going to have to protect this. There'll come a day where we'll probably have to leave this and fight an even deeper war. But we need to get the children in a safe place, good food that's not going to be poisoned. That's the other thing. The food they're going to be providing is going to be all GMO and kill you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's this. We've got to get back to basics. And the number one thing I can say, and I think about every day, is where's the common sense? The things these people have gotten away with is just amazing to me, that anyone with an IQ over 80 would allow it to happen to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm really baffled at how they've done this.
Yeah, well, you're right. It's about forward thinking. We showed the book there, Strategic Relocation. There are guides how to do this on Infowars.com, and we have the prepared foods that will give you a little bit of buffer that you need. But I think, you know, the key point is, once you need this stuff, it's too late to get this stuff, right? Once the power goes out, it's too late to buy the generator. Once the foods are off the shelves, it's too late to stock up, right? Once the water stops running, it's too late to start gathering and collecting water. So you got to do this stuff now, even if it doesn't happen, at least you have, you know, something there. At least, you know, it can help you, even if everything goes great, even if we somehow turn this all around and we pull ourselves out of this, it'll still be good to have all this stuff. But if things go the way we think they're going to go, this stuff won't be good to have. It'll be necessary to have. And so you have to prepare yourself now, get everything in order now. So once the inevitable does happen, you are well stocked and well prepared and well established, because once you need it, it's too late to try to get it. So get it now, get your storable food now, get your seeds now, get your livestock now. If you can do that, move now to a place where you're not going to be stuck. I mean, I remember during, it was after Hurricane Katrina, it was Hurricane Isaac in Houston, and it took people 24 hours to get from Houston to Austin, which is usually a 2-hour trip because the highways were so locked down. And this wasn't even a big deal. Hurricane Isaac didn't even really damage Houston that much, but that's the panic that you're talking about, where everybody's trying to rush out of the city. Everybody's trying to get to the same place. Suddenly it's gridlock. Suddenly you can't move anywhere. Suddenly you're running out of gas. And so the traffic extends even more. I mean, it can get really bad, really fast in America. So you got to be prepared right now for when the inevitable comes. Thank you so much for the call, Peter. And I really do appreciate that advice. And people need to know it. They need to hear it, and they need to actually put it into action before it's too late. And I thank you for that warning. Let's go now to Kyle in Wisconsin, who wants to talk about white persecution. Thanks for calling in, Kyle. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to ask you if you remember, I don't remember if it was like a year ago, 2 years ago, it surfaced a few times on social media about either police officers or kids kind of playing that okay game, and they equate that okay symbol to the white power symbol. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, I know that. Yeah, where you punch somebody if you look at the thing. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it kind of started off as a troll on 4chan or 8chan or whatever. But, you know, it's funny how symbolism like that, that's a complete troll, blows up, and it's now everybody who makes that is apparently signaling white power.
Mm-hmm.
But yet Joe Biden is on the cover of GQ magazine with a guitar on his lap holding the chord A minor.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody sees the symbolism that's shoved right in your face of Joe Biden fingering a minor on his lap.
Yep.
I mean, but yet when you say that to someone, you show me like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, whatever you say, because that's any less in your face than someone making up a thing about it's a W and a P when you make the OK sign to symbolize white power. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, that's a great example, actually. Yeah, you can point out, like, here's some symbolism on the cover, and we could go into this GQ, the fact that these weird sycophants, like, Photoshop Joe Biden into different outfits. I mean, it's weird in so many different levels, but yeah, you can go, look, he's fingering A minor on the guitar. Isn't that suspicious? Isn't that something you should worry? And it's, whatever, dude. You're a weird conspiracy theorist. And then meanwhile, they're like, oh my God, he made the okay sign. He's a white supremacist. It's amazing the selective awareness people have. I totally agree.
Well, and that's what I was going to say too, is people who are like, I'm sure he's just grabbing the guitar. It's like, no, zoom in on his fingers. Like it's the exact chord of A minor, and whether he knows how to play it or not.
Well, that's not even him. That's the craziest thing. It's not that. That isn't even a picture of Joe Biden. That's a picture that the GQ editors put together. It's a fabricated picture. All that, this whole spread of Joe Biden in different costumes were fabricated by GQ. They're like, let's imagine Joe Biden in all these different outfits. It's all weird as hell. And so, of course it wasn't an accident. They literally fabricated that picture from scratch. It wasn't actually an image of him. I cut you off, so stay on the line, Kyle. I want to go back to Kyle and then the rest of your calls as we finish out this hour before we welcome the Texas National.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock, together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government-pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back. I need your support. I appreciate your support. A veteran friend of mine named Quentin, nickname's Q, not the fake Q, the real Q, he had this idea a month ago. And it came in today. The 18-wheeler showed up today, made in America. It's Trader Joe's, not the grocery store, but a Trader Joe's white T-shirt with all the countries that he sold us out to, China, Iran, Russia, you name it, Ukraine. It's all right there, Trader Joe's with Joe Biden. And then on the back, it's got a nice little InfoWars.com. This is a top-tier shirt. A lot of our designs are okay because I come up with them. Some of our designs are amazing. This is a classic. InfoWarsStore.com. Please get it. This is an XXL, so my fat butt can wear it. That is going to be fun to wear around town. And it is designer cotton. It's a higher-quality shirt. When you get the stuff made in America, it costs more, but there it is. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
This is amazing. The crew just brought me this story. Stark County schools closed Monday due to COVID-19 vaccine side effects. Yeah, not due to COVID-19, due to COVID-19 vaccine side effects. Fairless Elementary in Navarre, Ohio, canceled classes Monday because several staffers had reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine. The school in rural Stark County announced the cancellation in a now-deleted Facebook post early Monday. It's like Facebook, like, no, you can't tell people the reality of what's going on. Don't tell people the truth. You must hide that so we can continue our narrative. Saying they did not have enough staff to operate safely after many employees received the vaccine on Saturday. And, of course, the response from this from Dr. Keith Armitage, the infectious disease specialist from University Hospital, says, it's a really good sign. That means the vaccine is working. It means your immune system is turned on. Oh, okay. All right. Cool. So there you go. School has to close because too many of their staffers got the COVID-19 vaccine at the same time. And it's safe and effective, folks. And if you dare question it, you will be silenced. Now, we're going to go back to Kyle in Wisconsin in just a second. I do want to let you know that starting in the next segment at 10 a.m., we will be welcoming our guest, who is the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement, and that's Daniel Miller. And so all the calls from here on out, we'd like to have turned towards that particular topic. So if you have a question about Texas or a comment about Texas secession, please do call in and we'll field those questions, and hopefully he and I will be able to answer those. But if you're calling up about something else, I ask you to save your call for tomorrow, and we'll make sure to get to you then. But from now on, all calls, please, if you could be focused on Texit or Texas secession. And I know we had a lot of those comments earlier. Some people have held over. Some people have dropped. So if you did drop because we didn't get to you yet, go ahead and give us a call back because we will be talking about Texit for the entirety of the last hour. But now I want to go back to Kyle in Wisconsin. I'm sorry, Kyle. I sort of cut you off because I was getting excited about what you were saying there. But I wanted to let you finish before I moved on to some other callers. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Harrison. I was just saying that those same people that if you point that out of, you know, the symbolism, they'll look at you like you're crazy. Mm-hmm. Yet anytime they get hired for any, you know, major company, they have to sit through a class that tells you that you are unconsciously or subconsciously racist mm-hmm. if you're white. And they look at you like, well, what? Of course, like they're telling me that I don't even know I'm racist. And they believe that. They believe that they take a class and they get told that they're racist when they know that they're not because it's subconscious, but yet they won't believe that GQ magazine could potentially Photoshop symbolism into a known guy who has compilations of videos all over the internet of him sniffing little girls. Oh, yeah. I just don't get it.
Oh, my God. It's amazing the amount of stuff that we've just forgotten about with Biden. I mean, this was the big thing when he first started running was these weird videos of him groping little girls in public, and it's like, that just fell to the wayside with all of the corruption that came out, the videos of him threatening the Ukraine prosecutor with billions of dollars. I mean, there's so much dirt on this guy and his family. It's almost incomprehensible. Meanwhile, GQ photoshops these very creepy images celebrating him and making him look hip and cool because they just love him so much. It's this type of sycophantic boot-licking weirdness that's coming from all of our media. Kyle, maybe you can help me understand this because this is like, I want to be able to like say things on this show that I will hope get through to people because I know so many people out there that are just decent, lovely people, like middle-aged people that are maybe just now reaching retirement and they're just like good people. They're not racist. They're anti-racist, right? Like they grew up in the 60s or the 50s and, you know, have evolved, you know, as the culture has evolved, not a racist bone in their body. And yet they, but like, as you point out, you know, they'll go to a new job and they'll be told you're racist, you're unconsciously racist and your existence hurts minorities. And they just sit there and are just like, yep. Okay. Well, I'm so sorry that my existence hurts you. It's like, how do we tell these people like you're not bad? The bad people are doing a psychological operation against you and they're telling you lies in an attempt to destroy you. Like, what do we tell them, Kyle, to make them aware of this? Do you have any idea?
Well, I have a theory. I'm not sure if I'm right, but I would say this. I would actually kind of maybe make a full circle to how the vaccines are going with some of these big companies that they may require all their employees to get vaccinated, just like they're making all their employees take these, you know, you don't know you're racist, but you are subconscious classes for, you know, all the HRBS that we have to deal with nowadays. But I think it's because the people at the top of these companies, Harrison, I don't think that they're listening to shows like this. I think they are watching, you know, the MSM and they're, you know, they're trying to see what other companies and what are their rich friends, who they can beat in the S&P 500 or their investments and things like that. And they see, oh, this company's stock went up when they required vaccinations or this company's stocks went up when they required the you know, racial awareness, HR class stuff. And that's what I think it is. I think it's a Me Too. And we're just as woke of a company as everybody else, and we're inclusive, and it's actually doing more harm than good, and I just don't think they see it. I think it has a lot to do with the optics of their company, especially with the bigger, you know, Fortune 500 companies that everybody does have to deal with, you know, the HR stuff. You know, I really think that that's what it may be.
And there's something to that, because I know Goldman Sachs recently announced, like, we're not going to invest in anybody that has less than 50% representation of people of color on their board, so... yeah, it may be literally like, well, we want to get a loan from the bank and the bank is requiring us, to put our people through this. So it's, and you're right. I think it is doing, more harm than good because at the end of the day, the decent good people don't need to be told this. They aren't actually racist. And anybody that is actually racist is only going to be hardened in their belief when they're attempted to be brainwashed. So it's a lose-lose situation all around. And really you're just making good people feel guilty for stuff they didn't do. And it's despicable. So thanks so much for the call, Kyle. I really appreciate that. Let's go quickly to one more. We got a couple from a lot of calls about Texit. I'm happy about that. And we'll get to you very soon. Let's go to Colin in Canada about the plandemic and indoctrination. Thanks for calling in, Colin. You're on the air. Colin in Canada, guys. Sorry, Colin. Hold on just one second. There we go. Thanks for calling in, Colin. You're on the air.
You betcha. It's good to hear from you. I was wondering how come the Plandemic and Indoctrination, which are the two most important films of this whole crap thing that's going on, how come that's not on your banned videos?
That's a good question. I mean, sometimes people don't want them on. Wait, was that?
I know that they want them on air because he explicitly puts the maker of the documentary. Please share this at any form in any way you can.
Okay.
And there's also now been like rebuttals on trying to defunct that. And there's been the doctor that actually was part of the documentary, and she's actually said that she would testify or go on a podcast with another doctor who tried to debunk her, and the doctor didn't show up on the podcast. So I mean, it's become quite a big deal that this documentary gets out, because it explains everything other than Alex always explaining everything. It explains everything when it comes to the pandemic and
yeah,
and also, like, you know, it's unbelievable the information that he relays out about, you know, Bill Gates.
There it is right there. Band.video under most banned videos. You got Plandemic 2 Indoctrination. And I think that's
okay,
that's the full video. So yeah, that's on there. I know, I think Mike Lindell's, full documentary's on there. So yeah, that's what, good. You know, and it's, and thank you for drawing our attention to that, because this is one of the most valuable things I think that InfoWars has done since it's amazing that they kicked us off in 2018 and that A, we're still around, B, stronger than ever, and C, we now have a platform that we can actually show the stuff that's kicked off of all these other social
just
media and video sites. Yeah.
Hey, and also I also wanted to give you an update, because I called in a couple of days ago or yesterday, I can't remember. About that drug that I was talking about, which is ivermectin. One of the companies that is putting it out, which is Merck, has now come out with a document stating that it is an unsafe drug to use. And now all these doctors are fighting against Merck because Merck is saying it's unsafe to use. And they're saying, well, our studies are showing basically that it's the miracle drug and it can cure this whole pandemic.
So
I wish you could have a link about it too, because ivermectin is bar none. It's like no side effects. You take two pills for the month and you're covered and you can't get it. And some of the studies have shown that they've given it to people that have had COVID in their family, and the people have gone home, which are obviously susceptible to it. And the people that they've given the pills to didn't catch it.
Yeah,
it's very important that you put a link up, take a look at it, talk to Alex about it, whatever you got to do, because it's important, because all these vaccinations, if we could get the drug out there and enough of it out there and it's no side effects, two a month, that all of a sudden, you know, it can be cured and this could disappear.
Yeah, it sounds like hydroxychloroquine too. I mean, right now they're telling you it's dangerous and you can't have it. And, you know, Merck, there it is, Merck's statement on ivermectin. During COVID-19 pandemic, and they say sounds like hydroxychloroquine 2.0, an easy, cheap, safe solution that they don't want you to have, because what they want is your submission at the behest of the doctors, at the behest of the scientists, using COVID-19 as an excuse. If you can just get rid of COVID-19, well, there's no reason that you should adhere to all of their lockdown, mask, tyrannical orders. So they don't want the cure. They want the sickness. They use the sickness. They desire the sickness. They take advantage of the sickness and of your fear that it causes. Thanks so much for the call, Colin. Band.video, folks. You can find all of this there, and you need to do your research.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us.
You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the third hour of American Journal, and I have a very special guest for the entirety of this hour. His name is Daniel Miller. You can find his website, TNM.me. That stands for Texas Nationalist Movement.me, and he is the president of the Texas National Movement and has been an outspoken advocate for Texas independence since 1996. And that's a topic we've discussed quite a bit here on the program, and I'm very excited now to welcome him to American Journal. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Miller.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm very excited to talk to you. You have a best-selling book, Texit, How and Why, or Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. Go ahead and just give us your pitch, because I'm on board. But for all the people out there that might be skeptical, why and how should Texas be independent from the United States?
Well, look, I will tell you, for many years, we were, as advocates for Texas, as advocates for independence for Texas, and all the things that would bring, we were on the defense. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that people would constantly what if it to death and pound us for facts. I mean, we were held to a much higher standard than probably any other advocacy organization in the world. And finally, what we did was we decided to turn the tables and ask the question a little bit differently. If Texas was a free and independent, self-governing nation right now, in every respect, we had our own embassies, our own government, our own military, our own currency, just like every other self-governing nation state around the world, and you were being asked not to vote for Texas independence, but vote to join the union, would you join the union?
Mm.
And if you would vote to join the union, what would your case be? Would it be the immediate almost $30 trillion conservative figure in debt you would get? Would it be the fact that your life would be crushed under 180,000 pages of federal laws, rules, and regulations administered by 2.5 million unelected bureaucrats? What is the case? And if you wouldn't vote to join the union, then why in the world would you vote to stay?
That is a very good point. I like that, flipping it on its head, because, it's a great point that there is nothing that the U.S. really does for us that we can't do for ourselves. By sheer landmass, we're, you know, bigger than Germany, or I think we're bigger than France. I mean, we have everything necessary to be our own nation. We have this cancer that's attached to us called Washington, D.C., that's just sort of sucking us dry and giving us nothing in return. So what about go ahead, sir.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, you know, it's kind of like, you know, bringing in your, you know, your 50-year-old brother-in-law to come live on your couch. You know, he doesn't pay for anything. He eats all the food in your refrigerator, uses up your utilities, and stops up your commode. That's our relationship with the federal government. And it's time we, you know, we send them out packing and say, hey, go take care of your own business. You know, it's getting harder and harder for Texans to justify overpaying anywhere from $103 to $160 billion a year. And that's an overpayment, right? That's the negative economic impact of a Hurricane Harvey hitting Texas every 9 months. It's very difficult for Texans to continue to justify overpaying that much money into a federal union that completely mismanages it and does everything they can to trample our rights and liberties. We should not have to wake up every single solitary day and fight battles for our liberties against Washington, D.C. You know, when our politicians' greatest claim to fame is how many times they've sued the federal government, that's a problem. We should not be in that position. And we start the process of fixing this by having a government here in Texas that begins and ends at our borders.
And that movement is finally sort of starting to get off the ground with Representative Kyle Biederman putting forward a motion to actually put this to a vote come November. We've seen that something similar can succeed with Brexit. As messy as that's been, it's been pretty much an unqualified success. Now we're seeing a lot of information about how good that was for Britain and for the UK. And perhaps we can take a little lesson from that and get that movement going and get off the ground. I think it'll be beneficial for everybody in the United States because it'll set the blueprint that we can all take to divorce ourselves from this corrupt establishment that I think everybody on both sides of the aisle is sick of. More on the other side, folks. Stay with us.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal here on InfoWars.com and band.video. My guest is Daniel Miller. He's the president of the Texas National Movement and has been an outspoken advocate for Texas independence since 1996. Has increasingly been a more popular desire that we've seen expressed by a lot of people. His website, tnm.me, as in Texas National Movement, tnm.me is the website. The book, Texit, How and Why, I'm sorry, Texit, Why and How, Texas Will Leave the Union. And you operate Radio Free Texas, one of the first online outlets for independent music created in Texas. And we're so excited to have Mr. Miller here. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls and questions and comments about Texit as the hour progresses. I want to read something real quick, Mr. Miller, that I think you'll be familiar with. It says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the bands, the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. This is something that I keep, you know, people are like, we need a new Declaration of Independence. It's like, no. We need the same Declaration of Independence, this time applied to Washington, D.C. The people there don't represent us. They don't care about us. They don't help us in any way. They drain our money. They make unfair laws. And especially as we've seen over the last few weeks and now with the impeachment trial, they're very busy with their own nonsense that isn't helping anybody and is taking up a lot of time and a lot of money. And it's time that we declare our independence and say, you keep doing whatever you want over there. We shouldn't have to suffer from it. What do you think about that?
Well, look, you know, TJ, you know, is obviously one of our favorites, you know, and the Texas Declaration of Independence is, mirrors Jefferson's words quite well. But, you know, I think it's important in that to understand those words, separate but equal station. You know, you read the Declaration of Independence and you get to the end of it and you realize, I mean, they're very explicit in what they say. Is that each of the 13 colonies is now 13 separate independent states, and they use the term on the same station or at the same station as the state of Great Britain. Mm. So, you know, what we're looking at is the very beginning of understanding what the United States is that every state should be free and independent and sovereign. But look, I'll even shove some more poker chips in the middle of the table on the Declaration of Independence. And I'll quote from our existing Texas Constitution. Article 1, Section 2 says that all political power is inherent in the people and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their benefit. And it ends with the words that the people have at all times the inalienable right to alter, reform, or abolish our form of government in such manner as we may think expedient.
Can't get much more clear than that. And so the sort of tacking on to what you just said, we know that the way the EU was set up was sort of a stepping stone in order to get to a United States of Europe. Is the Texas nationalist movement, is it sort of the stepping stone back where maybe we'd want to see more of an EU-style United States government where we're all independent nations with our own rules and laws and government, but we can still work together with the other states more in an EU style rather than having a federal government in the way that we have now?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I think that if we're going to use the EU as a goalpost, we need to be playing a different game. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that we have seen about the EU is exactly what we've seen with the United States, and that is a good bit of mission creep. You know, just like power has become centralized in Washington, D.C., there's obviously these, you know, these bureaucrat, technocrat tyrants have tried to centralize power in Brussels. And but I'll tell you, it's exactly one of the reasons that we find such a kinship with many in the Euroskeptic movement. You know, when we look at Euroscepticism overall, and we can see that so many of the arguments that they give as to their reluctance or their resistance to Brussels and their desire to reassert their national independence are exactly arguments that we've been making since 2005. Very similar, you know, the centralization of power, the trampling of rights. So I will tell you that our organization and even me personally, I do not advocate for Texas joining some another absolute political and economic union on the other side. Countries around the world, self-governing independent nation states, are able to conduct business with one another around the world every single solitary day without giving up their political sovereignty. And that's what I want for Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. I get that completely. I guess one of the questions that we'll probably hear, and hopefully I'm not taking any of our callers preempting them, but do we have everything necessary to be our own country? And what would the process look like to become our own country? I mean, what's necessary to get there? And do we have everything that we need? I have my answer, but I want to hear from you.
Yeah, what I encourage people to do is go pull out an old school globe and close their eyes, spin it, put their finger down, and realize they're putting their finger down somewhere where there is a self-governing independent nation state that is probably not nearly as well suited across all measures as Texas for independence and self-government, but yet they have it. Mm. So the question is, given all the natural advantages that Texas has, the fact that we're such an economic powerhouse, the fact that, you know, we have a people here that are committed to the principles of freedom and independence and frankly believe in the phrase, the adage that if you want something done, tell a Texan that it can't be done. Well, frankly, if you look at all those countries around the world, if in comparison, if Texas can't make it as an independent nation, then who can?
Right. Yeah. There's no, and so, I mean, so what would be necessary? I mean, you mentioned a little bit of it earlier, but like a military, some sort of governmental structure. Of course we have our own, electric grid. So we have everything just from the strictly, you know, secular point of view, the, you know, what is necessary to have on the ground. We have it all, right? It's just right now, a lot of that is controlled by the United States. It's just taking the control of that apparatus back.
Well, it's important to understand that the United States on paper doesn't really own all of those things, right? They are there. Texas has its own, you know, look, we have our own three branch government. We have our own constitution. We have our own, nucleus for a military. You know, we have one interesting fact that most people don't understand is that for every, you know, if you want to do an apples to apples comparison, for every cabinet level office in Washington, D.C., there is an analog in Texas. Okay. Right. Now you can look at that one of two ways. You can look at it and go, well, great. You know, we're already mimicking Washington, D.C., but understand that so many of those functions are functions that are I guess you would say that nation states around the world have. So, you know, we are well positioned to become a self-governing independent nation state. And frankly, there are countries around the world over the last 75 to 80 years that have achieved self-government and independence that were not nearly as well positioned as we are right now.
Yeah, the historical precedent is there. Here's a question. Who would have a tougher time if Texas seceded? Would Texas have a tough time becoming its own nation, or would America have a tough time surviving without Texas?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that Texas leaves and the United States goes away. I mean, that's granted that we say oftentimes that they need us more than we need them, and that's very true. But that doesn't mean that the United States goes away. But I will tell you that what I do predict is that other states are going to begin to have this conversation. You know, right. People look at Texas as someone uniquely qualified to have this conversation. But so many of the grievances that we have about continued participation in the federal system apply to every single other state. So, you know, Texas may be the first, but it probably will not be the last.
Yeah, and I think that's something that I've been promoting as well, and sort of saying like, hey, we'll do it, and then we'll sort of help other states do it maybe, or we'll at least show the blueprint and show them that it can be done, and hopefully then Louisiana and Oklahoma will say, hey, that looks like a pretty good setup they got there. Maybe we'll go along with them. That doesn't mean we create a new United States that's separate. It's just, no, you're a state and we're a state, and we're all states together separately. But and completely independent. We'll have more with Daniel Miller. Again, the website tnm.me, and the book is Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. We'll go to your calls and get your comments in the next segment, folks. Stay with us. It's American Journal on Infowars.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfowarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfowarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration, it's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, Daniel Miller is the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement, and I'm very happy to have him on. My hope is raising by the minute listening to him talk, because in a world that it seems like is nothing but trouble and constant problems coming down the pipe, it's like finally maybe we have a solution that perhaps we can avoid some of the nonsense coming down, and that process is Texas secession. Now, what would be your message to other states who maybe they see Texas wants to secede, and I don't know what they think. Maybe they think, you know, oh, you're leaving us in the lurch. You know, well, what, you're going to leave and, you know, leave us the bill? Or, I mean, what's your message to people who aren't from Texas about Texas nationalism?
Well, look, anyone who is a lover of liberty, freedom, and independence, I say get here before you need a visa to get here. But look, you know, and I think I said it before the break, this is a conversation that every single state needs to be having. You know, there are going to be some states out there that are the recipients of that overpayment that we get into the federal government. But I would suggest this, that every state have this conversation, because even if they feel like their relationship with the federal government is good, it's only good because it is made to look good on paper. Look, I'll give you a good example. George Mason University conducted a study that dealt with this issue of federal regulatory accumulation, right? The fact that the federal government has never met a regulation they don't like. Right. And so they have a tendency to pass them and layer and layer and layer. And what they showed in this study was is that it causes about a 2% compression of GDP every year. So when the study was released, the median average household income was about a little north of $52,000 annually. And they said in the absence of this federal regulatory accumulation, it would have been about $330,000 a year for the household income. So, you know, even if things look good for your state, from an economic standpoint, you're being drained. The fact that they destroy or at least raise the bar so high that the working poor and the poor can't cross that bridge into entrepreneurship, which has been the bridge from poverty to prosperity. The fact that just by breathing air, we probably have violated on average about three federal criminal laws every single solitary day. The fact that we can make laws in our state that can be overridden at the stroke of a pen by some unelected, unaccountable federal judge is reason for everyone to have this conversation.
Absolutely. And there are some other states sort of in line with this. The Dakotas looking to nullify Biden executive order, sort of with a blanket nullification there. And, of course, we've had to deal with it here with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton having to sue the Biden administration to demand an immediate halt to unlawful deportation freeze. So it's like every order that comes around from D.C., we have to put up a defense and put up a block against. when it seems like the easy thing to do is just separate entirely. You don't have to deal with this piecemeal. You just deal with it all at once. And it looks like other states are getting behind that as well. Now, we do have some, well, I don't know if they're naysayers, but there are some people with questions about this. So we'll go out to the phone calls and hopefully we can answer them for you. And hopefully Mr. Miller can, because he's much better spoken than I am about this particular topic. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia, who has a question about Texas defense. Thanks for calling in, Jefferson. You are on the air with Daniel Miller.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my question would be, Texas is going to be a separate nation with no mutual defense agreements with any other countries?
Good question. Did you hear that? It was is Texas going to be an independent nation with no mutual defense? I have my answer, but go ahead, Mr. Miller.
Look, Texas defense concerns generally would change upon independence, but ultimately it would be up to the people of Texas to negotiate those, the government of Texas to negotiate any type of mutual defense agreements. But, I would posit, if we're talking about real world scenarios here, is that we actually do share some defense concerns with some other countries and, specifically right here in North America, in the Western Hemisphere. So I would envision that Texas would probably engage in some limited mutual defense agreements over shared defense concerns. But beyond that, I don't see Texas wanting to commit its military to, tons of foreign wars that have absolutely no interest for Texas.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the big appeals to me, is just like, we don't want anything to do with the Middle East. For some reason, D.C. does. That doesn't mean we should have to send, the Texas boys overseas to fight these pointless wars. And yeah, it just seems like any other nation, we would have agreements with our fellow nations, just like
you. It happens around the world all the time, but the fact of the matter is that Texas right now has no say in those agreements or those policies.
Right.
And so when the federal government commits to these treaties, whether they're mutual defense treaties or trade treaties, they are typically not negotiated with our best interests in mind. And so we happen to either get scraps from the master's table or the short end of the stick. And independence for Texas means that Texas gets to negotiate its own deals, its own trade deals, its own defense deals, travel deals. I mean, across the board, because we will be operating as a nation among nations. And that's what nations do.
And this is one of the most appealing things to me about Texas nationalism or Texas independence, is right now we're in a situation where about half of America finds it utterly intolerable to be under the rule of Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. doesn't seem to want to tolerate us either. And there's a lot of talk about civil war. There's a lot of questions about the election and that whether we even have a choice as to who, we're ruled by anymore. And we're seeing the merger of corporations and the government in D.C., fairly expansively. And so when you're looking at all these problems, and then you have to take into account the fact that you have China and Russia and Iran now doing military operations together, naval operations together, there's dangers outside. And so if anything were to happen that were to the level of a civil war within America, it's a huge danger that would be taken advantage of by outside forces. And to me, Texas independence, if we can do it peacefully, if we can do it without, having to go to war over it, if we can just have a peaceful, amicable divorce between ourselves and the rest of the country, that's a way that we don't leave ourselves open for the outside intervention. We don't have all of the chaos and nonsense that would allow a China or a Russia to take advantage of us, being distracted while they can move in. To me, Texas independence and a peaceful divorce maintains our defensive abilities in the face of all of this. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we have a very, very historical, a very close historical example of Sudan. Sudan underwent 30 years of bloody civil war. I mean, there were literally over, I think, 1.5 million people killed in the Sudanese civil war. And the solution to that 30-year civil war, to end the bloodshed and to create peace, was to agree to separate into North Sudan and South Sudan. What we have seen time and time again is this withdrawal from these political agreements and these horrible arrangements where we're being forced to live with one another and you know, fight for one another over the reins of power, separation is typically the solution. And so, you know, if we want to head this off with the past and remain strong, then we do that as self-governing independent nation states that work with one another and cooperate with one another, but don't absolutely seek to rule over one another.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people, when they hear something like Texas secession, they think, oh, you're calling for a civil war. It's like, no, it's the opposite. We want to avoid that. And we think the best way to maintain the peace and, you know, solidarity of our people is to amicably divorce, peacefully separate. More on the other side, folks. Stay with us.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWar, so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. My guest is Daniel Miller, president of the Texas National Movement, the website tnm.me, TNM as in Texas National Movement, .me. The book is Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. I'm very excited to read that cover to cover because to me this is one of the most important movements around right now. Representative Kyle Biederman, Texas representative, on the 26th of January filed HB House Bill 1359, the Texas Independence Referendum Act. And he says, for decades, the promises of America and our individual liberties have been eroding. Now is the time for the people of Texas to have the right to decide their own future. He calls it just a baby step to allow the citizens of Texas to vote on whether the Texas legislature should create a joint interim committee to develop a plan for achieving Texas independence. Mr. Miller, is this, do you think this is the best path forward? And, what is it, what does Texas independence in this form look like?
Process. There's so much, I guess, lack of understanding about how this whole thing works, right? There are a lot of people out there who think that, okay, look, we, go to the polls, we vote for Texit, and then, you know, tomorrow everything changes, like immediately, you know, we will suddenly be independent, and, you know, people will be fighting one another in loincloths in the Thunderdome. And, you know, right. I mean, you know, that sort of thing. And it's just, you know, it's not realistic. You know, what we have to do is we have to acknowledge reality. And reality is that Texas has been a state within the United States, like it or not, for many, many years. And there are some intricacies here that are going to have to be dealt with. Some are quite easy, like making amendments to our Texas Constitution to address issues, you know, that we don't have functions for in what would be our national government. You know, things like changing the name from state of Texas, probably back to Republic of Texas, you know, constitutional issues, there's statutory issues, things that are not covered in Texas law that are covered in federal law that may or may not be needed that are going to have to be addressed. But then, you know, you get into these transitional issues, things that are going to have to happen between now and the time we actually become fully independent. And then there are those, you know, thorny negotiated issues that we're going to have to deal with related to the federal government. You know, for example, what happens specifically to the money that Texans have put into the Medicare Trust Fund?
Right.
You know, how do we handle the folks that have paid so many quarters into the Social Security system? So, you know, there are issues like national debt. I mean, there are things that are going to have to be negotiated. So the bill that Representative Biederman has filed is really that first step, which is we're going to the polls. We're going to express the will of the people of Texas. Anyone who is voting yes on this is essentially giving a fiated vote for Texas independence. But at the moment that happens and the legislature is forced into actually getting the plan together, this becomes unstoppable. And look, I would even say that once the legislation got filed, that the arrow had left the bow. I mean, we are now on a trajectory, especially given what we have seen out of Washington, D.C. I mean, we literally just had nearly half of the people in the United States vote for two candidates who promoted such neo-Marxist policies that they would make Karl Marx look like Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
You know, and so Texans in particular are very sensitive to this matter. I equate it to this. If a man and woman decided to go around to lend their voice to everyone who had a pair of ears threatening to burn your house down, and all of a sudden they got a can of gas and some matches, would you not have a sense of urgency to not have to deal with that problem? And that's frankly where we are right now.
Yeah. And of course, I'm just reminded of Brexit where, you know, the leader of the Brexit movement, Nigel Farage said, you know, when I first announced this, you all laughed at me. well, who's laughing now? Because it came to fruition. So, you know, hopefully, Representative Biederman will have one day a who's laughing now sort of moment, and we'll be able to make this, you know, come to fruition. So we do have a lot of calls from people who have questions, some criticisms of this. So let's take them and address them. Let's go to Taylor, who's in Texas and has some questions for us. Thanks for calling in, Taylor. You are on the air.
Yes. I just want to say thank you, Mr. Smith, for your morning show. I really enjoy it. And also thank you, Mr. Miller, for fighting the good cause. And here recently, I've been going back on Texas history, you know, with the Alamo and the first, you know, with the first Texas independence. And, man, it's it resonated really, really deep with me. So I recommend people to kind of go back on that history. And if you take out, you know, the Mexican army and add, you know, the U.S., it's pretty much the exact same thing that we're going through right now. But my question is, with, I guess it could be a dumb question, but or a silly one, is it would it only go through Texas, the voting? Would it only to succeed, would it only be within Texas, or would there be any like U.S. Senate or anything other, like would we have to get any like approval or whatever through the, you know, Washington D.C., or would it just only be through Texas the legislative?
Yeah, it's a good question. What would or at least what would the reaction from the U.S. be, do you think, Mr. Miller?
Well, let me take the caller's question first, because Taylor strikes on a good point, because there is a misconception out there that somehow we need permission from the other states. And a lot of that stems from the Supreme Court case in 1869 called Texas versus White, which there are a ton of reasons why Texas v. White doesn't apply here. White is dead on arrival. We have those on our website at tnm.me/Texit. Far bigger issue than I can unpack right now. But Taylor, this is not a mother may I situation. We don't have to ask for permission. This is a political question that is, it's solely for the people of Texas. This really is the point, right? It is an issue of self-government. And because it's an issue of self-government, we do not have to go ask for permission from any sort of outside forces, voters, supranational body, none of that. So that's fine. But, you know, I think it's important to understand that there is a lot of, just because you mentioned Brexit and Nigel a moment ago, we are fighting against a campaign of fear and misinformation. There is so much misinformation out there, like Texas is unconstitutional, it's illegal, it's treason, it's sedition, which, you know, what I tell people when they say those sorts of things is, well, then if you think I'm a criminal, then you shouldn't be complaining about it on Twitter. Why don't you call 911, right? But the bottom line here is that, you know, ultimately our destiny here in Texas is in our hands. The federal government very likely will obviously react negatively to it, but what that negative reaction will be will have to be very muted. There is no option on the table for the federal government to negatively engage a state using extreme measures, given for the last 70 years they have sent our grandfathers, our fathers and mothers, our sons and daughters around the world to fight and sometimes die for the right of self-determination for other people. So what are they going to do? They're going to react negatively because they didn't like the way that we voted. Well, guess what, folks? We didn't like the way a whole lot of people voted in the last election. So the bottom line here is Texas has to do what it has to do to reclaim the right of self-government. And they're going to have to do what they do. And frankly, their options are quite limited.
Yeah, and I would just point to the revolutionary spirit in America, 1776. They didn't ask permission from King George if they could leave. They declared independence from it. And then, you know, the ball was in his court at that point. Very good question, though, Taylor. And we're going to try to get to at least two, maybe three more callers on the other side, folks. Lauren in Ohio. And Jay in California, and then hopefully Pastor Sam in Mexico. Folks, stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video.
Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Banned.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Banned.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe. InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Banned.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure, it's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Farewell and adieu to you, Spanish.
All right, welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal. My guest is Daniel Miller. He's the president of the Texas National Movement. The website is TNM.me. The book is Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. Now, you've been working on this, Mr. Miller, since 1996, and it seems like now more than ever, this is a suggestion that people are actually taking seriously and working towards. What would you say is the number one thing that people need to focus on right now to bring this into fruition?
Yeah, it's important, that we don't get at this stage of the game, right? It's very critical now that legislation has been introduced that will get this done. You know, it will start the process. So it's important that everyone focus on this legislation and this vote, because really, if we get bogged down in talking about post-Texit policy, right, what is the currency going to look like and things of that nature, we're going to miss an opportunity to even vote on it. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing right now is a political establishment that is lining up to deny the people of Texas the right to even vote on the issue. And look, all we've ever asked for, I mean, obviously we're working for Texas independence, but all we've ever asked for is the ability to have it on a ballot so we can have a very open, public, free debate on the pros and cons of Texit and then go to the polls and vote on it. And really what we're seeing since Representative Biederman has introduced this bill is the political establishment lining up. Literally the next few weeks will dictate the next 100 years of politics in Texas because establishment politicians are coming out of the woodwork. And they're either going to be the good guys and say, you know what, I may or may not support Texit, but at a very minimum, I support the people's right to vote on it. Or they're going to stand over on that typical swampy political establishment side and say, you know what, the people are too stupid to decide for themselves. The best people to decide for them are the political elites because we know better, right? And this is going to provide a very clear, broad defining line. There will be no gray areas on this. If an elected official refuses to take a stand on it, they will take a stand before this is all said and done. And you will know who they side with. It's either the people in accordance with Article 1, Section 2, or that elite political establishment, which they know this issue will break the back of.
Yeah, so the bill is on the table. It's House Bill 1359, Representative Kyle Biederman. So folks, if you want to know what you can do when you're in Texas, call your local representative and demand that they support this or do whatever you can to try to raise awareness about this and get your local politician or your state politician on board with Mr. Biederman. If you're outside Texas, well, you got to come to Texas. That's about the only thing you can do at this point. And so with that, I want to go to some of these phone calls. Travis in Texas has a comment about Texit. Thanks for calling in, Travis. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison Smith, how are you doing? I talked to you about 3 weeks ago, actually, talking about Texit. So
sure.
It's sort of funny. Now you got Daniel Miller on. How are you doing, Mr. Miller?
I'm doing great, Travis. How are you?
Man, I'm doing all right. But, yes, I want to say something. Like, this thing is gaining momentum, y'all. People that are listening right now we have Texans down here in southern Brazoria County that are just getting tired. The people I talk to, wives of husbands that are in the gas and oil industry, Hispanic builders, they're getting all tired of it. People here in Southern Brazoria County are saying, yes, why not? I mean, after all, isn't that what everybody wants down here?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so common sense down here. It's so prevalent down here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, Travis, you and I both know that the opposition cannot make a case for why we should stay. You know, and the fact of the matter is that so many people here in Texas have believed this. Look, we've seen it. We've been working this issue as an organization since 2005, and we have engaged hundreds of thousands, if not probably well over, several million Texans on this issue. And what we have found is that the most effective weapon that the opposition has had to keep this down is to make it feel like that it is extreme, that it is fringe, you know, and to make people feel like they're alone. And so one of the things that we have focused on is connecting people who believe in Texas independence and letting them know that they're not alone. Look, poll numbers have shown consistently, and not just our internal polls, but polling done by third party, whether it's Reuters Ipsos Research 2000, I mean, you go on and on, that there is not just a substantial number of Texans that believe this, right? We're not talking 20% or 30%. I mean, we're talking a majority of Republican voters in Texas want Texas to leave. We're talking right at a majority of independent voters want Texas to leave. And even in one poll that we saw back in 2014, over a third of Democrats want Texas to leave. So the bottom line here is that it cuts across every partisan leaning, it cuts across every single solitary demographic group because Texans are Texans and they understand what's best for Texas. And they're sick and tired of being crushed under the weight of 180,000 pages of federal laws, rules, and regulations administered by 2.5 million unelected bureaucrats. What they want is the ability to govern themselves. They want to not have to turn on the TV and understand that their lives are being run by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and a bunch of people that we didn't elect, and even millions more that we did not even vote for, that are not us, that don't have our concerns. So, Travis, you're right. Texas supporters are coming out of the woodwork. We're connecting with them every single solitary day, and we are going to win.
Absolutely. We're going mainstream, folks. Now, it was a very positive call. I do want to very quickly go to a potentially negative call. It's Lauren in Ohio who has some questions. Okay. She thinks it might be a little bit dangerous. We're running out of time, Lauren, so please keep it brief, but I want to address your concerns. You're on the air, Lauren.
Okay. No, I want to go a different way with it. I think you should take the group of people that you're working with. Get with Pastor Nicholas Wright, who's a Texas pastor down there, and Kelby Smith. If you change citizenship, and Texas can do the same thing. The reason Texas acts like it's under the federal government is because you make contracts with them. You do what they say on the roads. They give you money. Stop all that. Texas, keep Texas's money in Texas, like Galveston, Texas. They don't pay Social Security. They have their own fund. Mm. Okay. And they got money in it. They're not broke. And so what you have your own gold reserve. You have everything's bigger in Texas. You can make your own businesses. You can make your own Amazon out of there. Trump TV, all of our, we need to act that way. Not break ourselves up. I'll tell you why. The South was right. I hail from the South, but they lost and they were crushed. We don't want to be broken up with the Chinese on our northern and southern borders. They're breaking down our economy and flooding us with illegals. We want to stand together by keeping our money in our pockets. Don't pay taxes you don't know. I want you to, I'm going to try and get a hold of you. And just, does this sound interesting to you to have, well, we keep our money in our pockets. We don't give them our money. We don't give them access to our children. We don't do what they say. We don't have to. We are the sovereigns. We are the king. And just like the state doesn't have to do what the federal government's telling them, the people don't have to do what the state or the – we are the king. This country was established to protect our rights, and we need to stay together. The world's coming against us, and gee whiz, with good reason, we've been the hammer destroying everybody everywhere for the last 80 years.
All right.
So I'm just saying, I love what you're doing, but let's not let them, every 80 years it's the same thing. They bait us into it. We do something stupid and wind up killing our own brothers.
Absolutely.
They're good at this. They've been doing it all over Europe.
Well, thank you very much. I got to cut you off, Lauren. I thought it was going to be a negative call. Turned out to be a very positive one. Thank you so much.
It was.
Love your energy. Any comments on that, Mr. Miller?
Yeah, two. Number one, Lauren forgot to mention that we have Texas-shaped waffle irons. So, we'll throw that out there. But, look, ultimately what we're working for here is we're working for independence, right? And we're working to avoid that type of bloodshed. What we want is something very basic and something simple, and that is the right of self-government. At the end of the day, that's what everyone wants, is we want this right to be able to say, look, we come together, we make our laws, and some bureaucrat somewhere can't override that because they don't like the politics behind it, right? We want to be able to address Texas challenges with Texas solutions. We want to be able to effectively address our concerns and not have our money stolen by a bunch of bureaucrats. We don't want to live in a system that is the equivalent of a doctor pulling all of the blood out of your body, spilling 40% of it on the floor, injecting the rest of it back into you and going, hey, you wouldn't be alive without me.
Right.
That's not what we want. We want to be able to have our freedom, have our liberty, not have to wake up every day and fight a federal government for it. We just want to be independent.
That's something that I hope every American and every Texan can agree with, folks. We're taking this mainstream from the people to the politicians. Everybody needs to get on board with this. And if you think it sounds like a good idea, come on down, folks. We're wide open here, and we need more independent-minded people to help us achieve this independence without not calling for civil war, calling to avoid civil war by separating peacefully and declaring independence from the United States. Texit is the book. The website, TNM.me. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Miller.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
All right, stay tuned, folks. Alex Jones.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh
brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend? Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars, so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.